One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors. Great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. Enviromedica, makers of Terra Flora. A novel, broad-spectrum symbiotic formulated with a combination of spore-form probiotics and advanced food-based ancient prebiotics. Paleo Magazine, the well-being journal, the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio.
The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Higher, baby, you're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos. I've got Sean Wells in studio today and Pavel Stuklik. I'm thrilled to have you here.
What's up?
Oh my gosh. So I need to tell everybody who you are before we get started here. We're also going to talk with Sean about some, you know, things that I found at Target yesterday when I was there looking for no evil foods. Ooh. I wanted to find my, today's Meatless Monday, by the way, for all of you out there. Meatless Monday is a great day to just, you know, give your body a rest from meat and, you know, help protect the planet and a lot of good things surrounding that. But they were out of it. They were sold out. But I saw some other stuff, which we're going to talk about in a minute. But I really want to introduce our special guest today. Pavel Stuklik is an international DJ, an expert in self-realization technique and application, and a certified Wim Hof method instructor. He is a former professional cyclist, entrepreneur, and motivational speaker. And until recently, he was a franchise owner of Orange Theory Fitness, a multi-million dollar fitness franchise. In his early 20s, Pavel developed a life-threatening case of Epstein-Barr virus, forcing him to withdraw from the competitive cycling circuit. And now he is bringing all of his passion, expertise, favorite life hacks, and optimization to upgrade everyone's life. And he's a fantastic guy, incredibly talented. He does workshops, retreats, seminars, and continues to evolve to an unstoppable force at the highest good of all. His seminars are Pavel/NOAAON. His unique combination of skill sets and contagious positive energy make for an unforgettable experience. And it was an honor to have you in my home on Saturday night. And I have to tell you, you know, Sean is the one that forced this a little bit, because I was like, oh, that sounds so cool. And then I was like, I started thinking about what it would take to make the rocket go up. And I was like, no, I can't do that. I'm too busy for that. And then Sean came in about a week later and he said, man, you should try it. You really should. I really think you should do this. And I was like, okay.
You know, like, to speak to this for a second, like my mental shift in life, I've achieved like some level of success, but like what I've found now that I've achieved some success is that it's so much more about memories than stuff.
Oh, isn't that the truth?
And memories can't be made without your friends and other people.
No.
And when you make these kinds of memories, you make deeper friendships with the people you already know, and you make new friendships with these other people. And one of the things when he was guiding us through this experience, like I felt like this overwhelming sense of gratitude that I was like a conduit to make this happen. And you were a big part of it, obviously. Like, you know, you opened your home and did all the things to make this so great.
Well, that's what that home was built for.
Yeah.
That home was built
by
my ex-husband's ego and wanted to, we entertained a lot and we loved having people and feeding them and just, you know, just and like you said, having experiences with the people that we love, the people that helped us achieve some of our greatest goals and dreams. And I can't think of a better reason to have a house like that than to share it with other people. Turning it into an animal refuge is another thing that I've done.
Yeah.
I have my own little private refuge for animals that would have otherwise ended up in a city dump somewhere. So it's all good, right? All this positive energy. And, you know, it truly was life-changing for me. Mm-hmm. And we're going to get into the meat of this during the broadcast, because sound healing is very real. You guys, like I said, I've got some things to share. I have never experienced anything like that. Never.
Yeah.
And you know, because
that's why I knew, like, he is so unique. I mean, there's people that do Wim Hof breathing, or, you know, that are breathing experts, and there's people that are, you know, shaman or spiritual, and then there's people that are you know, DJs and do electronic dance music. But like the way he combines all these, I don't know anyone in the world that's doing what he does. And so to bring it all together is physically, spiritually, emotionally so cathartic and transformative that, like, I knew bringing him here and having people experience, I was just so excited. Because I know, like, people are going to come in reluctant.
Oh, gosh.
And they're going to be like, what is this new age silly stuff?
I wish everyone could experience
what we did. And by the
end,
they'll be like, oh, my God, that was one of the coolest things I've ever done. I want to tell everyone about it.
Well, I laughed out loud. I cried.
Yep.
I had a personal transformation, a fear that I dealt with for many, many years about dancing in public. It was in my house, so it wasn't like in public. But you know what I mean? Like around other people.
Yeah.
I don't typically ever do that. I haven't done it since I was probably 22 in a club. But and I'm looking over at Tom. Tom was there. How did I do, Tom? Did I let it go?
Actually, I was really impressed, just to add to this, because normally people are like, you know, discomfortable with the blindfolds. They don't know where they are.
I loved it.
You were like, see you later.
Yeah, no, I did. And I heard that I was talking really loud. Anytime somebody tried to talk to me, I'm like, leave me alone. I'm in the experience.
She was literally just walking around her house yelling, I'm having so much fun, like the entire night.
I did not want to take, and I didn't take my blind. A couple of times I did to take a little swig of something, you know, because I was getting a little dehydrated from all the breathing and the dancing. And I mean, we went for over 3 hours or more. I don't even know. It was supposed to be a 3-hour event, but I think it was past midnight before we kind of started to, you know, tone it down a little bit. But what an amazing experience. But, you know, I have to tell you, we're going to talk all about it. And you're not going to want to miss this, because we're going to tell you everything you need to know about sound healing, because it is very real. But I have to go to this. So last night I was in Target. Okay. Mm-hmm. I had to get some things. I was out of toilet paper. Some other things. And I was looking for my meal for tonight, because I usually prep ahead. It's Monday, Meatless Monday. I was going to get my No Evil Italian sausage so I can have it with my spaghetti tonight and my salad and my garlic bread. It's my standard Monday night meal. And anyway, so as I was walking out of the store, there was a shelf, okay, full of stuff for the holidays, you know, Thanksgiving already, and of course Halloween coming up. And I took images of some all these products that were on the shelf. And so now we're creating this new segment that we're going to do that is called Shh on the Shelf. How did that go?
That was interesting.
Okay, so let me pull up these images.
Diamond, okay, so was that you doing the actual beep?
Yes, it was. So, isn't that fun? Okay, so these are all Pillsbury products, and I'm not picking on Pillsbury. They're all the same. All these big companies, Belvita, whatever. They're full of canola oil. They're full of corn syrup and maltodextrin and all these emulsifiers and all these things. And Sean Wells, being the nutritionist that you are, the expert dietitian and doer of all good things when it comes to nutrition.
Right.
What do you want people to know about, let's say, canola oil?
Canola, you know, the real name for it sounds so insidious when you say rapeseed oil. That, like, canola is actually like an acronym. It's like Canadian something something. But anyway, canola is actually, typically, they take this rapeseed oil that it is not very stable under heat, and they process these vegetable oils. That's why, like, you think that vegetable oil sounds healthy, but typically vegetable oils are highly processed.
Yeah, well, and it's in everything,
right?
Even at Whole Foods.
And canola is so processed that it turns rancid. It turns like very dark color. It stinks. So then they have to deodorize it and bleach it.
Ew.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's terrible. A mess. And then they throw it in everything because it's super cheap.
Right.
And then people think, oh, it's a vegetable. It's canola oil.
And
I'm
going to call out Whole Foods here because they're really guilty of it on their bar where you go in and get like food to go, their preparation bar.
I know. Right. I hate that.
Start reading the labels for all the stuff on the shelf. Like, seriously, there is a lot of on the shelf. Okay. There really is. And you have to read your labels. The corn syrup, that's another thing.
Yeah.
It's a known, it's genetically modified. It's the cheapest stuff on the planet.
Fructose is inflammatory, spikes the insulin, and a lot of people don't process fructose very well. So yeah, like high fructose corn syrup is terrible. Like, I would take sugar 10 days out of 10, like on anything.
Yeah.
Like, fructose is bad in concentrated form, but high fructose corn syrup's terrible.
Yeah, and what about yellow number 5 and red number 40 and all these things?
Yeah.
These are stuff, this is like the cream cheese, pumpkin frosting, like I said, Belvita, the apple cider frosting, and just junk.
Artificial colors have data around them, not only about being carcinogens, but like triggering like ADD, ADHD, poor mental performance, like kids having stunted development. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm looking at this box of Perfectly Pumpkin Moist Supreme. It's a cookie mix.
Are they bright orange?
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, I don't know about the mix, but it's got, like, you know, like I said, sugars, that's the first ingredient, enriched bleach flour, which of course is junk, canola oil, dried pumpkin, wheat starch, 2% less a cinnamon, cornstarch, baking soda, cellulose. What is cellulose?
It's just plant fiber.
Plant
basically
fiber.
Wood pulp.
Yeah.
That's
yummy.
They put in there.
Yeah. But it's got yellow number 5 and red number 40, which is a known toxin,
right?
Especially for young little brains.
Yep.
Yeah. So I knew you'd be able to answer all my
garbage.
Questions.
It's all garbage.
But, you know, we have an incredible show coming up, you guys. Seriously, you are not going to want to miss it. I've got Pavel Stuklik and Sean Wells in studio with me, and we're going to be talking about sound healing, meditation, and resetting your body. Don't miss it. Stay tuned. I was a king, I had a golden throne. Those days are gone. Now the memories are. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos. I've got Sean Wells in studio with me and Pavel Stuklik.
What's up? What's up?
So good to have you here. If you're just now joining us, Pavel is an international DJ, an expert in self-realization technique, application, and a certified Wim Hof method instructor in the form of workshops, retreats, and seminars. Pavel, also known as Noah Aon, that is your stage name, right?
You got it.
Yeah. Continues to evolve into an unstoppable force for the highest good of all. His unique combination of skill sets and his contagious positive energy make for an unforgettable experience. I can attest to that. Everyone mic'd up here today can attest to that. It was incredible to work with you and go through the experience with you on Saturday night.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And, you know, we wouldn't have done it without Sean Wells encouraging all of us to participate. So, you know, tell us your story, Pavel. Where did your passion for music and healing begin?
I'm originally from Czech Republic, and specifically the passion for music started very early. All my family has been either musicians or teachers of piano, and so, you know, sound has been always in our blood.
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest things I love so much about music is the sense of release and connection that people can feel. And, you know, it's been used for centuries in all these different traditions.
Absolutely. Since the beginning of time, actually.
Absolutely. And on that topic, at the beginning, there was a word. That's frequency, right? It's sound.
Mm-hmm.
And so everything sound starts from that. And what do we resonate is what we get out. And
yeah.
That's the long story short.
Yeah. No, you know, sound healing, the word is emotive, arousing intense feelings, which is what you did to all of us on Saturday night through the power of your DJ and your voice and our DJing, I should say, and your voice and just the music that you picked and how you took us through the experience for people that weren't there. What was the plan? What's the plan when you get all these people together and you really want to transform them?
Yeah. So first of all the different tools and modalities are taken carefully from years of pain, years of questioning, and years of meeting all these different anything from gurus to healers through business development people. And what I did is I literally spent the last 15 years traveling and committing that every 3 months I'll go meet somebody very special in their own, you know, in their own space.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever they have certifications or it's just something that I want to do for myself, it always started with questioning, how can I be better? How can I push myself to be healthy, happy, strong human being, right? And so what happened was I've done a lot of things that I thought wasn't that cool. For example, Zen Master Training, where I was in Japan and we would have to do these 5-hour meditations in the morning. And if you start falling asleep, this monk would come from the back and hit you on your back. And so I was like,
wow,
is this okay? So for me, it was like, okay, the discipline and all that, it doesn't have to be that way, right? So what I did, long story short, I traveled literally on every continent, met different people, and the things that worked and that I was able to integrate and put it into my everyday routine, I now use and pull based on whatever the experience is required to be, you know, doing.
Wow. You know, I have to say, you know, so Saturday night, what did you experience, Sean? This is your second time doing it. And I'm going to ask you the same, Avi.
Yeah, I love his energy and his spirit. Like, you could try and, like, certify someone in what he's doing, but it wouldn't be him.
Yeah.
And because he's traveled and he's done so much, it makes him super unique with all the things he brings together. But mm-hmm. he's so connected to the people there. Like, I've talked to him about, like, he builds the playlist like based on the people there, and like his voice goes along with like each song and each step in the journey, like mm-hmm. that he's guiding you. Like, you know, like he'd say, so now we're going to go into this tribal music because that's like the part of
right.
this experience. Or like when we're slowing down our breath, it's like more trance music, or, you know, and then he filters everything through 432. Hertz, which we'll talk about in a little bit.
Oh, yeah, the 432 hertz. That's when I really started to transform. That is when it happened for me. Mm-hmm. Continue what your thought.
I love music, as you do.
I do, too.
And that's already
I can't
powerful.
Imagine my life without it. We've talked about this many times. If you were to put me on a desert island and tell me you get two choices of how you want to, what you get one thing. You get either food or you get music. I absolutely would choose the music over the food and die hungry and happy.
Yeah,
I'm serious.
Or you tap into your pranic flow of life and you don't need to eat it all together.
I
whole nother conversation.
I know, right?
breatharians. Breatharians.
Yes. Exactly.
And so what was the experience like for you, Avi?
It was awesome. It was just like such a beautiful release of emotions. And we were in a safe space, so that made it very, very cool as well.
Took me a while to calm down. I think it's because it was in my house. And I'm not one that's easily going to follow anyone. I'm always like, yeah, what's up? You know?
Yeah, like I'm the one peeping through the blindfold. It took a minute to get into the flow. But once, you know, you tap into your awareness and your breath, like it gets easier and you tap in.
Yeah. No. It's so let's talk about the we be model. What is that? Is that what you did to us?
Yes. So after all these years of travels, I wanted to bring it into simplicity and into understandings, because ultimately my entire mission is about how to be generally awesome. I mean, there's nothing, you know, no science, not rock science behind that term. But I'm like, you know, I go meet this person and they're really good at nutrition, right? And you go meet another person and they're really good at mental training or, mm-hmm. or coding. And what I've noticed is that it's really a collaboration of all of them clicking together in the most simple way that will make us generally amazing, mm-hmm. right? So it starts with me. And what I mean by me, I don't mean that egoic self or sense of me, right? I'm talking about your body, your physical mm-hmm. part, your mind, right? Most people can think of their mind. It's right there. It's a tool that actually I find that the most important thing to treat in today's world is toxic mind, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Because look at where we're living. People use canola oil to basically burn their own bodies. I mean, it's a whole nother conversation. So then you have the body, you have the physical self, and then you have your emotional self. So people say body, mind, soul, right? Mm-hmm. But the way I like to say it is it's body, mind, emotions. Emotions are a sequence of what you're thinking about yourself, which will go into reaction, right? Mm-hmm. Which makes your life feel real. And a lot of people have very unstable emotions in today's world because how we live.
Absolutely.
And then you have the spirit or the self, the soul, the unseen, right? Which that always knows what it is. It's just us not matching the frequency or not slowing down enough to resonate with that. So that's the me. And during my retreats, workshops, we work on all three of these aspects. The fourth aspect, the spiritual, it just happens instantly. And that's when you guys start feeling these emotions and feelings of mm-hmm. of happiness and joy. That's what we're meant to feel in this world.
How did you get everybody to cry? What
right,
were you doing
I was
to
like,
us
why
that?
Am I crying?
I mean, I'm like, oh, darn, my mascara is going to be all over the place.
That's why I had to take my blindfold off.
I had the blindfold on. I could, like, feel my eye. It got all wet and stuff, you know? I don't know what it was that you provoked in me. I don't know what word you were saying about, you know, I guess it was about... I cried a couple of different times, and I know, and Diamond had a great experience too, as well. I don't know if she wants to share any of it, but she did have an amazing experience as well.
Diamond.
Yeah, I feel like the part, and I told you this, Pavel, that night, but it was a section about self-love, and he does this whole thing where you look at yourself in the mirror, and you have to face yourself and
That's
apologize
it.
And thank
yep.
yourself and forgive yourself for letting go of certain things. And so that was the part that made me cry pretty
right.
hard. So it was a really good experience.
And then there was another part where you, it didn't have to be somebody that was there with you, that you wanted to send love and forgive and tell them that you're sorry. I might start crying now. It does invoke, you know, like it's amazing how the sound in your ears just takes you into a different world where you can, I don't know, thrive more effectively.
His voice is powerful, and he's guided so many people. But the music is, like, the music he chooses, like,
yep.
brings out so much emotion. Like, if you were to watch a movie and pull the music out,
yep.
you'd be like, this movie's yep. boring. But, like, you know, this music comes in, and you're, like, crying, and you don't even know why. Because
yep.
the music pulls it out of you, and
well,
he's so good at that.
Yeah, yeah, no, he is. I'm recounting, and I'll never forget it, the first drum beat. That first drum beat, you know, that just got me like, bam, my body started like moving. Every
yeah,
time
I was like,
I heard
I'm
that,
twitching or something.
Just, yeah, I just was, and I couldn't stop. Once I had entered into that space, I mean, I think I danced for like, I don't know, 2 hours straight. It just flew by. I didn't want to come out of it. I just really didn't want to come out of it. It was the most amazing place I've ever been. And I didn't care who was watching. And that's not like me. You know, it's just not like me to open up like that. I'm somewhat of a private person. I think everybody is. At the end of the day, we all have trouble showing our raw emotions and our how we move our body, how we think. We're always a little bit coveted about it, do you think?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, but see, that's the whole thing, is what you felt is you. And I don't give anything else to people. It is not me. It is just showing how amazing, beautiful, powerful human beings we already are. And it's just a matter of realizing it, seeing it, and matching with that vibration.
Yeah.
And that's what is the we part, right? So you
yeah.
have the me that's taking charge of yourself, recalibrating each aspect of that, bringing the best of me into the we, the environment,
mm-hmm.
but also the five or six people that you hang out with.
Yeah.
One of the things I do every market I go to, I create a WhatsApp group so people keep on talking to each other. This is an organic flow. There's no sales. This is just human beings helping each other, because, right, you can either have people that anchor you or that fuel you. So when people come and gather in these, you know, places, they're already, you know, vibing really well, mm-hmm, because mm-hmm. to make it that far is that. And then also, in, you know, when I say we, I'm also talking about the environment, right? What do we drink? What quality of air? That's more from that biohacking world. And then B is the third component, which is really awareness. If there is one core value that I have taken and embedded in my life, it is to be, do, and have. Most people live the opposite. They have to have the right partner. They have to have the right resources. They have mm-hmm. to have blah, blah, blah before they take the action to do, right? And guess what? Most of the world never become it. And you guys understand Master of Manifestation because where mm-hmm. we are here today and here. But for everyday person, it's very intellectual at first. And what I like to say is when you think, you don't know. When you know, you don't think because you come from a place of being, of your awareness. So anything ever anyone wants, it's to get out of our mind, slow it down, use it as a billboard, right? When we drive on the streets, we're watching billboards as a suggestions, the same way your mind should work for mm-hmm. you because it's a tool.
Yeah.
It's an amazing and powerful. But anything other than that, it's a clutter. And that's what helps these type of sessions to quiet it down.
Well, and there's science behind this. I mean, I'm reading here about sounds and songs also elicit memories retrieval. And this can be used to help patients who are traumatized or depressed, that the effects of sound healing is a method of synchronizing our brain waves by producing a stable, solid frequency that our brains adjust to and then match. And healing with sound can improve or cure many ailments, including autism, depression, learning disabilities, anxiety disorder, stress, PTSD, and pain. And it's amazing too, you know, speaking of pain, like the next day, my mind felt amazing, but my body was a little sore because I had moved it so incredibly for so long, but it was the best pain I ever felt. And then my friend came over to the house and she said, "There's an energy here, Bernadette. I can feel it." She said, "There is a beautiful energy here in the house today." I'm like, "Yeah, it's probably still here from last night. You've transformed me in many ways. The experience has transformed me. I'll never forget it." You know what? I want you to come back and do it again. And I'm serious.
So that was the feeling I had when I was in Iceland. I'm like, I really want other people to experience this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's wonderful. Well, we're going to talk more about it. We're going to go to break and we will be right back with Pavel Stuklik, Noah Aeon.
Life.
Ready to dance? Oh my gosh. I brought my blindfold. I did. It's right here. Should I put it on? But then I can't read. I need to do my sponsor shout outs.
Do it from memory.
Let's have the music in the background while I do my sponsor shout outs. All right, everyone. You know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast or subscribe to our newsletter. You can also listen to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify, or you can go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors, incredible companies that bring this programming to you, that really care about you and the earth. They care about everything, as do we. Great companies like Sun Warrior. You can get it at Vitamin Shop or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King. Sun Warrior is a premium, all-natural, raw superfood company dedicated to providing the best vegan plant-based protein powders and supplements. They have a new CBD oil and a keto clean plant-based keto product for all of you out there on the keto ketogenic diet. Check it out at sunwarrior.com and use the code OLR for 20% off your order. And of course, Enviromedica, it was founded to combat the negative impacts of the modern world with a mission to further the principles of evolutionary medicine as a new paradigm to healing. Their products reflect symbiotic combinations that occur in nature, utilizing only the purest ingredients from around the world. Enviromedica delivers superior formulations of the highest quality to help reconnect and align the body with its genetic legacy. So learn more about Enviromedica at Enviromedica.com. And of course, no evil foods. Today is Meatless Monday. Small batch vegan plant meals. No evil foods makes meat from nothing but plants. Not all that extra stuff. It's organic. Very simple ingredients that you have in your own kitchen. If you're ready to experience the taste and texture of traditional protein while leaving the environment, your conscience, and the welfare of humans and animals intact, go to NoEvilFoods.com. Protein for all. In plants we trust. And of course, Crazy Water, call us crazy, we don't mind. Crazy Water's all natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. And of course, Veg World Magazine, Paleo Magazine, visit them at paleomagonline.com to download the digital version or find a store near you and pick up a copy. And of course, the Well-Being Journal, heralding the integration of medicine with physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and social aspects of health. Well-Being Journal is now available both in print and digital version. And of course, Thorn Research, you have higher standards and so do we. Check out our Thorn dispensary for 20% off and free shipping on every order. Go to oneliferadio.com/thorn. And that's it. Woo! That's a mouthful. But you know, I really do love our sponsors. I handpick them myself. These are companies that only I agree with all their practices, even their email practices. I check everything out. I fully vet them. And these are companies that I can stand behind that are really out there doing things the way they should be done, with truth and honesty, and it's just, it's wonderful to work with them. Sun Warrior's been with us for over 5 years now, and we just, you know, we've had a lot of great sponsors. Squatty Potty, Charlotte's Web for many years. We were the first ones even talking about CBD oil. I know you, Pavel, love CBD oil, as do I, and it's so good to have you and Sean in studio today, and I've mixed up all my papers, so.
I've got it.
You've got it. Okay.
Pavel is an international DJ, an expert in self-realization technique and application, and a certified Wim Hof instructor. In the form of workshops, retreats, and seminars, Pavel, also known as Noah Aeon, continues to evolve into an unstoppable force
you have
for the highest good of all. His unique combination of skill sets and contagious positive energy makes for an unforgettable experience.
Absolutely. Amen, brother.
He's
and
awesome.
You forgot his website. You get his website.
And NoahAeon.com.
And that's NoahAeon. NoahAeon.com or Instagram at NoahAeonOfficial. Yeah, you liked my dog video yesterday, or my cat and dog video
yes.
from the after party. Thank you very much for that. It's such an honor to have you in studio. It is. So let's take us through some sound healing here, and tell us how everyone out there listening can maybe do a little biohack and do this in their own home.
I'm gonna give you something that's so simple, that's always been around, but it's just taking the time.
I think we gotta test it first, though.
Boom.
See, that's
we
what.
Got it.
Boom.
Perfect timing.
You got Diamond Gray on the
board.
Diamond
Gray. She's a woman.
Beautiful. Thank you. So whatever you are.
I'm closing my eyes.
Make sure that we're staying safe. So if you're driving, do not close your eyes. But if you are not driving, feel free to close your eyes. We live in a world of what I like to call scrolling disease. We scroll up and down the phone, missing out on the most important things in life. Which is slowing down our breath, connecting with other human beings around us, taking us back to our core, our true self. So at any point of time in your life, you feel a little anxiety, pain, fear, it's all about bringing it back down. Inhale into your nose. And just give me a conscious exhale out of your mouth. As if you were in the middle of ocean, inhale into your nose. And exhale out of your mouth.
Everything is about power. When you lose your power to your thoughts, to situations, that's when you may feel anxiety. Most of the world lives in that beta frequency, the thinking mind. The way we bring it down into more of a subtle, slower alpha is the level of awareness. There's three essential tools. Number one key is always being aware of your breath. That's why I like to inhale into your nose and out of your mouth, because you have to think about that. So whatever you are, slow it down. Relax your shoulders. Relax your head. Relax every part of your body, not just the little pieces like mine. The next thing I want to ask you, can you pay attention to the stillness and silence underneath the noise? You could be listening to a radio right now, but you can still pay attention to the stillness and silence underneath that noise. Breathe, relax. And the last one, I want to teach you about body awareness. Whatever you are, if you can, rub your hands together and just rub them, so that way they're literally warm. You will feel this little heat. And a lot of these things from spirituality or new age can get a little weirdish, but I want to show you that all of this is real and simple. So rub it until it's hot. When you feel the heat, just put your hands right next to you. And I want you to just simply pay attention to your hands. Recognize your hands. Feel the little heat, the little sensation that you are generating. It's your power, your energy. And work with it, because energy goes where intention flows. So increase the intensity into both of your arms. The same little feeling, tingling. Now increase that same sensation also into your head. Feel it expand, relax. Now feel that same intensity in your hands, your arms, your head, but also your heart. Connect to your heart and breathe in and out of your heart. Because we are live on air, we're gonna also add the heart coherence with everyone around us and listening to us. Slow it down and breathe in and out of your heart. Feel it expand, that same little sensation. And imagine that this entire time we are all breathing and beating same at the same kind. Because I don't know about you, but we are more similar than we are different. It's just time to unite, feel, breathe. And put a massive smile on your face. Because it all starts with a little laughter, a little bit of joy. And the last portion of this, I'm going to ask you to breathe a little bit deeper, okay? I'm gonna take you on a little journey. Again, if you're driving, do not do this. Keep it for home. But whatever you are, start with gratitude. Everything in our life is about the intention we bring into it. So, who are you? Where are you? I want you to enhance your emotions now. Feel and see yourself somewhere where you already have everything you've always wanted. We waste lifetime trying to be somebody we're not. We're the only species that do not know who we are. Cat is not trying to be a dog. Tree is not trying to be a human. So find it. This time I want everybody to start breathing deeper. Inhale into your nose and exhale out of your mouth. Whatever it means for you to breathe deep, this is not an office breath. Breathe deeper. Increase the intensity. Release the excessive CO2 out of your body. Breathe. Increase the intensity again. And just keep on breathing. Breath is what you're born with and what you die with. Are you gonna be aware of it? Breathe. When you're breathing, I want you to fill up every part of your chest, your belly, every muscle. Just increase the intensity of breath. Bring new, fresh oxygen for your mitochondria. Your power energy supplies. Breathe. And now, everybody, even faster. Stay with me. Even deeper. When we inhale, we all breathe the same rate, same speed, same kind. Breathe. Connect. Deeper. Allow yourself to forget yourself in timelessness. Breathe deeper. Little bit stronger with the release. Final five deep breaths. Increase the intensity again. Increase the power. Breathe. 4, 3, 2, and 1. Everybody inhale as deep as you can. Exhale everything out. Inhale one more time. Hold your breath on inhale, and I want you to squeeze your bathroom muscle, your lower abdomen, your upper abdomen, and push the energy up. Feel. Keep on holding your breath, squeezing. Keep on holding, holding. And exhale, relax. And the final portion. What are you grateful for today? Because I don't know about you, how many people in the world cannot see, cannot hear, don't have place to stay, close to where, food to eat. We are so blessed to be. And every morning I start with the mantra, I am so happy and grateful for. You finish the dots. Make it as heartfelt as possibly can. Because feeling is the true seeing. Knowing coming from your heart will allow you to go back to your true essence nature. Let everything go. Observe. And just match the frequency. Slower. And subtle feels. Thank you.
Wow. All right.
I think you can finish the show out, Bern.
We can finish the show out. All right. We're going to finish the show out. We're going to not go to break, which is awesome because I don't want to leave the space I'm in. This is what happens Saturday night. And then you couple it along with your incredible DJ talent, playing EDM music. It was incredible. I had a total spiritual transformation. I really did. And we don't put enough value on things like this. We really don't. We don't put enough value. We race around fighting for the almighty dollar to see who can have the nicest car, the biggest home, the most beautiful clothes, the prettiest face. And at the end of the day, none of it matters. Because if you're not happy, nothing matters. Right?
I agree with you. And honestly, also happiness is also very dangerous because it's an emotion, right? Like your body is a hardware, your mind is a software, right? And when you code it right, when you request your computer or your iPhone to do something, right, you don't doubt it. You just trust enough that it will do it. Let me give you a quick example. U.S. Postal, right? When you go in and you drop off your mail, you just trust that it will be there.
Mm-hmm.
Same way works this guidance, this infinite guidance within us. So if I want to feel the feelings of happiness or joy, I just literally ask my body to system reset. And system reset meaning reboot your mm-hmm. your hardware, right?
Mm-hmm.
Coming from my mind, the software. And I just say, back to baseline now. And I demand my body to do this, do that. And that's what it's supposed to do. Wim Hof has proven it. We can now control our autonomic nervous mm-hmm. system. This has never been proven before, but your body is literally listening to your guidance. And we got to go back to the connection and to the trust more than anything.
Yeah, well, and sound waves can heal you. And I remembered one of the times when I got emotional during the experience on Saturday night, and you just did it to me again. I started crying again because I said I have such incredible empathy for suffering. I can't stand to see anything suffer, whether it be an animal, whether it's a human, someone living in poverty. Like, it deeply disturbs me. And when you said how we should have gratitude, people can't hear. A lot of people can't hear. A lot of people can't see. A lot of people are living under a bridge. A lot of people live in poverty. And it's just, we need to have gratitude for what we do have. And I can't thank you enough, Pavel, for being in my home, in my studio. And I can't wait to have you back. You get the final words, though, and you get to end the show.
Thank you so much. You are beautiful. You are amazing. You're powerful human beings that we are. We always have been. So let's connect and grow.